You're listening to SBS News.
Around 38,000 Australians are stuck overseas waiting to return home, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade told SBS. For those stranded in the United Kingdom, worries increase as the country records tens of thousands, sometimes 60,000 COVID-19 cases per day. Experts say the new variant is said to be 70% more infectious. But the financial pressures arising out of the pandemic and Australia's tough border rules are not making it easy for citizens to return home. Australian Melanie Ryan says the out-of-pocket costs of flying home are too high.
It's been difficult to get from London to Australia since the pandemic started, but in many ways it's become more difficult over time. I'm working with a travel agent to try and get myself to Melbourne in March, and I'm looking at, if I would like to travel economy class, I'm looking at paying about $5,000 to $6,000 for that. And then if I'd like to travel business class, up to $10,000. And people often say that business class is a more guaranteed way to get into Australia because the airline's more likely to take you.
Miss Ryan also says the emotional toll of being far from home is very heavy.
Love to be in a safe, healthy environment. I'd love to get to see the loved ones that I was supposed to be with months ago. I pine for a hug from my mum and to be able to focus on something other than COVID. People in London, Aussies stuck here, we've been full of anxiety about not being able to get back into the country. The fear is that this new strain will mean that it is closed off to us to get back into Australia, which would be an absolute disaster and would not be the Australia that I grew up in.
Another stranded Australian, Lucy Ganeel, who didn't intend to stay in the UK for an extended period of time, says that Australians stuck abroad have mostly had to fend for themselves.
Especially when I look at the narrative with which, unfortunately, some Australian people are speaking about us stranded overseas travellers, like it's very much, leave them to it, which I think is a very un-Australian way to think about things. And certainly not something that I would expect from fellow Aussies back home. I think it's really unfortunate that something's completely out of my hands may mean that I have to stay here much, much longer. It's an anxiety that sort of builds, this lack of normalcy, this lack of support, especially being a solo traveller, means that, it does get to you, it does build.
Emma Gilroy is a 24-year-old Sydney resident who has been alone in the UK since April 2019. She says a third lockdown is worrisome.
Yeah, it's scary. I think the statistic at the moment is 1 in 30 people here have COVID. I know people who have had it, and the thought of going through that by myself is very frightening. When it's everywhere, and staying at home and being isolated, it's just a lot to go through, especially three times. I also would hope that the government would still understand that I'm an Australian citizen, and without help, I eventually would not be able to work here and I wouldn't be able to afford to live here.
Ms. Gilroy's visa finishes up in April this year and is hoping to be home soon. British officials say at least 1 in 50 people in England have the virus. In response to the UK's new virus variant, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced a variety of new measures, including reduced flight caps for international arrivals for the next month and travellers needing to test negative before making their way to Australia. But Ms. Ryan says the UK has not made COVID tests free of costs, which is another barrier for those stuck in the country.
Loads of costs involved, which is definitely the single biggest issue facing Aussies in London. It's not about the time, it's about the money. People in England are used to getting tested now because most airlines require you to produce a negative COVID test before you get on the plane anyway. So that aspect isn't too new. And for me, I'd spend as much time as was required and do as many tests as I needed to be able to get safely home to my loved ones. The issue is we can't afford the process. It can cost up to £300 to get tested in London.
Mr. Morrison says the government has not forgotten about Australians stranded overseas.
$15.5 million has been provided to people overseas to assist them, and that's with some short-term financial assistance, zero interest loans, those types of things. Small amount of loans, I should say, around $4.27 million in loans, but over $11 million in direct financial assistance to Australians who are in trouble overseas.
Australians abroad have expressed that they will abide by all rules, but they just need to be let into the country. Ms. Gilroy says she will do whatever is needed to keep Australians safe.
If I need to get a test before and after I land, and if I need a quarantine, I'm more than happy to do what I have to do to keep everyone at home safe.
Mr. Morrison also announced that international flight crews must be tested regularly and masks will be mandatory on all international flights into Australia. Ms. Ganil says the wait is excruciating.
Currently, I'm on flight number 3 and fingers crossed, but unfortunately, so the first 2 flights have been cancelled. It's really hard. You're kind of packing and unpacking, living out of a suitcase, to be honest. It is hard. I mean, I didn't come over here knowing that COVID was going to unfold the way it did. And, you know, no one could foresee the effects of a global pandemic. We're not really living life over here. We're just existing.
Karishma Luthria, SBS News.